easily 71 degrees in Nashville. We do expect this to be a rather wet Memorial Day weekend overall in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. The half-cent sales tax increase Nashvillians have been paying over the last year has generated roughly $165 million. And that money will go directly towards transportation upgrades, says Metro's Sabrina Sussman, who's overseeing the projects.
This revenue does come with constraints, right? So this is not unconstrained revenue. It's dedicated revenue that is intended to fulfill the obligations of the projects. And so those 86 miles of sidewalk, decided. The 54 miles of all-access corridor, already called out. Those traffic signals, we know where we're headed.
The sales tax increase was approved by voters in the city's successful transit referendum at the end of 2024. The vote was accompanied by a 15-year plan outlining specific projects that would be funded by the sales tax revenue. The city is just over a year into executing the plan. Sussman detailed at a recent city budget hearing how Metro wants to spend about 40% of that revenue during the upcoming fiscal year. The vast majority of the money spent, roughly $50 million, would go towards WeGo to improve the bus system. NDOT, the police department, and the Metro office overseeing the transit projects would also get roughly $5 million each. Well, school year is now over in several districts, including Metro, and parents may be wondering whether their kids are old enough to stay home alone this summer. According to Tennessee law, there is no minimum age for a child to be unsupervised. However, the Tennessean reports that state courts advise against leaving children under 10 alone for any period of time.